Agenda item number five, if we might. Mr. Thomas?
Yes. Agenda item number five is for the board to consider rescinding specific cease and desist orders that the board previously adopted, and presenting this item will be Harvey Packard.
And I'll turn the time over to Matt Thompson.
Yes, good afternoon. Matt Thompson, engineer with the prosecution team, presenting item number five in your agenda package. On December 14, 2006, you approved a settlement agreement instead of cease and desist orders for several individual property owners in the Los Osos Baywood Park Prohibition Zone. After you approved the settlement agreement, you held individual hearings and issued cease and desist orders to 13 of the non-settling parties on December 15, 2006. Of these 13 parties, 8 were not present for their hearings. These parties essentially waived their rights to a hearing, and you adopted their cease and desist orders en masse at the end of the hearing day. Two of these 8 parties, Doug and Paula Dishon, and Dennis and Sally Joller, contacted the prosecution team after the hearings and explained why they missed their hearing and stated their willingness to enter a settlement agreement with the prosecution team instead of having a cease and desist order. I explained to the Dishons and the Jollers that you would have to rescind their cease and desist orders in order for them to enter a settlement agreement with the prosecution team. The Dishons and Jollers then formally requested rescission of their cease and desist orders. The reasons why the Dishons and Jollers did not settle with the prosecution team or attend their individual hearings are detailed in my written report on this item. In short, both parties were unaware of the prosecution team's settlement offer until after their cease and desist orders were adopted. I believe both the Dishons, well, actually, I'm pretty sure the Dishons and Jollers are here today if you have questions for them. We don't object to the Dishons and Jollers' request. We request that you rescind their cease and desist orders so that they may enter into a settlement agreement with the prosecution team. Both parties have signed and submitted their site-specific settlement agreements in anticipation of this item today. Assuming you rescind their cease and desist orders, the prosecution team will then sign their settlement agreements. The assistant executive officer will then certify the settlement agreements on which day they will become fully effective and enforceable. Thank you. That's all I have. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. Any board questions? Okay. Do we allow them to speak? I think we have some cards from them, right?
Well, you should allow the parties to
speak. That's what I meant. Well, we do have... why don't you come... I see Paula Dishon. I have your card, and then Dennis and Sally Joller. Would you like to come up to the table here? Are you here? Okay. You can come up here and sit at this table.
Both parties have said they're not. They don't need to say anything.
Only if
they're
you have any questions for me. Okay. All right. Same with the Jollers. All right. Any questions by the board? None. Okay. Why don't we take our public comment cards? Lisa Schicker. Then Larry Bishop, Gail McPherson, and David Dugan, in that order. Is Ms. Schicker here? Okay. Mr. Bishop? He had to leave too. Okay. Ms. McPherson? And then Mr. Dugan, are you still here? There you are.
Gail McPherson. Do I need to spell my name as well? Okay. I'm here just to make a comment concerning the staff report. The staff report had several inaccuracies, which were corrected in a letter, which I did not see attached from Shauna Sullivan. And email messages were delivered, and things were delivered to these parties. However, it was not the responsibility, of course, of staff to do or attorneys to do that delivery. If I wanted to correct that, the staff report indicated that Shauna Sullivan was required to give information on the settlement, and there was plenty of information out there. I do want to make sure that the staff report also indicates that the negotiations in the settlement were waived, as they included so much of the discussion within your staff report and also attached to many of the other correspondence. I have 10 copies of the letter if you don't have that, and I just wanted to put that into the record. Thank you very much.
Do we have the letter?
The letter that Gail McPherson is referring to is included as an attachment to supplemental sheet number 1 for item number 6. It's a letter that is applicable to both of those items, so you should have a copy of that.
Yeah, we have it.
Okay, then we have it. All right, Mr. Dugan.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I want to speak towards this issue, but I want to first read it's I in your enforcement policy, fair and firm and consistent regulations and enforcements. A, standard enforcement orders. Fair, firm, and consistent enforcement depends on a foundation of solid requirements of in law, regulations, policy, and the adequacy of the enforcement orders. And it goes on to talk about the different types. Then it ends with the extent to which enforceable orders include well-defined requirements and apply similar requirements to similar situation affects the consistency of compliance and enforcement. Whenever the circumstances of discharge are similar, the provision of the enforcement order should be comparable. Well, I have here cease and desist orders that were issued in 2004 to 5 residences in Los Osos within the prohibition zone. I have a staff report, and there are bulleted items for the requirement. And the two main requirements are do a septic system maintenance program, basically, and to hook up to a sewer within 30 days of its availability. That's it. These homes have a similar situation. They're in the middle of Baywood Park, and I have each one of the cease and desist orders here, and they were entered onto in 2004. Now, if these people that are getting their cease and desist orders rescinded found out that they could have a better and more lenient cease and desist order, I would think maybe they might think twice about accepting the settlement, which is by the ruling of John Richards said that has the elements of a CAO, which has more possibilities of administrative cost involved if certain situations come up, and if it essentially is a CAO, then they may want to have their day in court, say per se, and have their cease and desist orders based on the 2004 cease and desist orders that were issued to 5 residents within the prohibition zone with really lenient terms. Septic system maintenance program and hook up to a sewer plant 30 days within availability. You're not being firm, you're not being fair, you're not being consistent. I have this evidence, and I could give it to the prosecution, whoever wants it. I'm going to bring it up again. But I think you're in violation of water code by issuance of the CDOs that you have issued, the ones that we're currently talking about. And you will be in violation of your own codes if you issue CAOs. I think in a court of law, this is going to be all overturned. Thank you. Do you want to have this stuff? I have it here.
You can give it to Matt Thompson. Okay, thank you for your comments, Mr. Dugan. Ms. Schicker.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. Lisa Schicker, Los Osos. Just a few comments and questions, and if I missed it, I apologize. Referring to your 2002 Water Board Enforcement Guidelines, firm, fair, and consistent. We've got some inconsistencies here differing for the same residents of Los Osos. They're not being treated the same. $500 a day, is that still the minimum penalty? And then finally, I just want to know, did you explain at the hearing during the last half hour to these applicants who are deciding to rescind their CDOs, did you fully explain the difference between a CDO and a CAO? And did you fully explain that you have the right to come on their property and fix and ask for payment for anything that you do on their property, and you have a right to go on their property under a CAO? Was that fully disclosed to those applicants? So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comment, Ms. Schicker.
You might want to ask the applicants.
Okay. Any other member of the public wish to address us on this agenda item number 5? Okay. Any more board comments, questions? Mr. Thomas?
No, I have no comments. I recommend that the board rescind the two orders and allow the parties to sign the settlement agreement. Or they've already signed the settlement agreement. Did the board accept the settlement agreement?
Okay. Mr. Jeffries?
Move approval.
Second, with Mr. Hayashi. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right.